This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Although there have been numerous attempts by this administration and certain members of Congress to assure us that our border is secure, most Americans can see that is not true. At least 7 million or 8 million illegal immigrants have come into this country since the beginning of the Biden administration. The American people can see the numbers and the strain that the mass immigrants is having on social services around the country. Even the New York mayor, who used to brag about being a sanctuary city, is now complaining about the billions of dollars his city government must spend to feed and house these new arrivals. Yet the flow of illegal immigrants continues as costs continue to rise. Who is benefiting from illegal immigration? Well, the typical answer to that question is businesses looking for cheap labor and politicians hoping that these new immigrants will become a new political force. There is another group that benefits. Columnist Katie Pavlich refers to the illegal immigration industrial complex. Various nonprofit groups and non-governmental organizations, NGOs, receive billions of dollars in federal grants to deal with the influx of immigrants. A Heritage Foundation report put it this way: for more than 2 years now, the Biden administration has been encouraging and mass releasing millions of illegal aliens into the country. To accomplish its goal of unlimited illegal immigration, the administration relies heavily on NGOs to receive, process, transport, lodge, and counsel the illegal aliens. One group estimates that the Biden administration released 100,000 people onto the streets since September 1st. The flow of immigrants isn't likely to stop when federal funds continue to flow to NGOs that are busing and flying immigrants around the country. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on the biblical view on wokeness, go to viewpoints.info/wokeness. That's viewpoints.info/wokeness.